Jeb Maroney's chairman and the president and the CEO of AHB Low Corporation, which we all think of as the Dallas Morning News. The last time we talked to him, he was getting ready to move from the long location down by Union Station up toward the Statler Hilton. He's made that move. Now he's making a personal move. As of May, he's leaving. Jeb Maroney joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dave. Good to hear you.
Well, so you're all settled in, and you've got the Dallas Morning News right-sized, and everything going well?
Yeah, it's going well. You know, we once again are fortunate to have a great brand, to have a clean balance sheet, more than $50 million of cash on that balance sheet with no debt. So that gives us a lot of options that I think there aren't many other newspaper companies in America that could make that same kind of statement. And so we're in a good place.
Man, there aren't very many newspaper companies in America anymore. There are a lot less than there used to be. And one of the things you guys have done, you and Robert Deckard, I guess, have sort of recast AHB Low. I mean, we still think of it as the Dallas Morning News, but a lot of people out there think of, you know, the Belo Media Group and Belo Plus Company and the marketing automation platform that you've got. This is the way, I guess, you keep the company relevant?
Well, I think, Dave, what you have to look at is that a newspaper company was traditionally both a B2C company and a B2B company. And for a long time, the B2B, the advertising, was the far greater contributor to the company's top line. When newspaper print advertising began to take a serious decline more than a decade ago, and it's been ongoing, newspaper companies, particularly lately, have been focusing on the consumer side and beginning to charge not just for the print product, but also for the digital product. But what we did in the meantime was try to build back part of that B2B business by going to our traditional customers and saying, look, you might not be buying as much print as you used to. You might be buying digital advertising from us, but from others as well. But we have these other ways to help you sell your goods and services, and that's an event marketing company, and that's an automation, marketing automation platform that can give you email, and that's also search, and that is content marketing. So all these ways that our customers had evolved their own marketing strategy that included, but not nearly as much anymore, print or even digital display advertising, we came to them with more solutions, and that's grown now to be, of our total advertising and marketing services, we're close to 40% of it.
Wow.
Being digital marketing services and not related so much to the print product.
You know, I remember, it seems like I remember you guys getting into this early on, because I remember having a conversation that said, oh my gosh, you know, the internet is just going to kill your classified advertising business. I mean, if you want to buy a car, you know, you've got these updated information that you can get on the internet. Next thing I know, you guys are one of the major owners of Cars.com. You were there waiting for them.
Yeah, Cars.com was a great investment for us. We did it along with about four other newspaper companies in the United States. And, of course, when Gannett bought it, they bought the other four of us out. It turned out to be a tremendous return on investment for our company, and help provide a lot of the financial flexibility that we have today. And it kept us in a relationship with our automotive partners in a way that had we not had it, we wouldn't have had that relationship. And that's also allowed us to bring these other marketing solutions to them.
You mentioned Gannett. I talked to my friends around the country, and to their horror, they find that Gannett or maybe one or two other companies have bought their local newspaper, and all of a sudden it's reading like My Weekly Reader, and they're really upset. Can you keep the print product here for a long, long time?
Yeah, Dave, I think the print product has a lot longer life than a lot of people think, but I will tell you that's going to be related directly to the continuing support and prudent investment that a company makes in it. Like any product, it needs to be updated, it needs to be reconsidered, it needs to have new and different content, and it needs to be reaching new and different customers And we're doing that. So many newspaper companies around the United States, unfortunately, aren't doing that. And it's ruining their brand, and it's causing the relationship between the consumer and the print product to diminish, if not go away altogether.
I know you're looking forward to moving on and doing some other things, but my goodness, you're the great-grandson of the founder, the owner, the first publisher of the News. I mean, this has been, to a great degree, a family business all this time, hasn't it been?
Yeah, it has, and I'm proud of the heritage. Fortunately, there are three great-grandchildren of T.D. Dealey who still have more than 50% of the voting shares of the company, which gives the company the opportunity to have, again, some more choices that other companies might not have. I don't think that's caused us, though, not to be absolutely focused on our shareholders' value, and we've done, I believe, a tremendous job in returning capital to our shareholders over the last, say, since we spun the company off in 2008. So that stability, though, and that dedication of those three people to journalism and to Dallas and to this company, again, gives us, I think, a great future that I'm still looking forward to by being on the board of directors.
For the next month or so, Jim Maroney is chairman, president, and CEO of A.H. Bielow Corporation. And Jim Maroney, our guest today. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.